USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump met with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Christopher Wray amid allegations that the FBI planted an informant in the Trump campaign during the 2016 presidential election. Emily Compagno is a former federal prosecutor. She explains what needs to be transparent during this whole investigation.
The results of this investigation and anything that they uncover, and in fact, even just before this, we had someone saying, look, Every day something new occurs. So I think it behooves us all to have that information be as transparent as possible because, again, all we have to go on is reading between redacted lines and what we see on social media.
The president and vice president, along with other cabinet members today, attended the swearing-in ceremony today of the new CIA director, Gina Haspel. Quick look at Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up right around 300 points. This is USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your healthcare program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
China came out today and praised the United States for putting on hold a trade war with them over the importing and exporting of goods. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is heading to China to discuss trade once again this week. It sounds like the framework of a deal has been reached between the United States and China, and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross shares some of those details with us.
What we agreed was a framework for going forward that had a number of elements to it. It had some specific thoughts on specific products, which we'll be trying to flush out, and it covered lots of other things, the intellectual property, forced technology transfers, a whole gamut of things, but it's not a definitive agreement, it's a framework.
The numbers are in, and a lot of people got up early Saturday morning to watch the royal wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. 29.2 million of you, in fact, tuned in across 15 networks. NBC and Fox News won the ratings battle. Worth noting, NBC sent 10 people over to cover the wedding. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The situation around Hawaii's erupting volcano continued to worsen over the weekend as lava crossed the highway on the southeast end of the Big Island and reached the ocean, where it created a whole other type of problem. The speed of the moving lava is what really has the National Guard on edge.
It tells you that this particular flow, very fast compared to the earlier lava flows that people might have seen on videos where it's kind of just crawling along, inching along. This is, as far as lava goes, this is pretty fast.
And the Hawaii governor also weighed in on the situation.
We hope that flow keeps as a release point to allow the lava to enter the ocean without damaging any further residences. But we do know that it's unpredictable. There still is a lot of pressure in the rift zone. We know that it could change at any point in time.
The governor did say, though, that you should not let this lava discourage any travel plans to Hawaii, as this is only on a very small portion of the island. Twitter has announced new measures to crack down on what it calls trolls on the social media platform. The company will monitor a set of behaviors and decide whether to begin hiding tweets from suspect accounts. Now, this has many conservatives on edge, as the CEO of Twitter and founder is left-leaning, so conservatives seem to be preparing for the worst. Remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.